Oliver, thank you. Aphids is a problem for many people, isn't it?
It is. The biggest problem, of course, as well, is that what you need to do is to encourage ladybirds and hoverflies and ants, believe it or not.
Yeah. How do you do that? I mean, how do you encourage? Because, I mean, we all
you can
know,
buy ladybirds.
You can buy them.
You can buy ladybirds.
Oh, is there a ladybird shop?
There isn't a ladybird shop, but you can buy them online.
Yeah.
And you buy ladybirds.
But you have no control over them. They can fly away. But I mean,
they don't fly away. If they've got a food source, they will actually do it.
Hello. Let's say, who are you?
My name's Philippa, and I've just picked up on what Jean has said about ants and how they can be beneficial for aphids.
Okay.
So I have lots of roses, quite a lot of aphids on the roses. I have ants everywhere in my front garden. They must be the hugest formicary in the whole of England, I should think. And they're everywhere. They're up and down the rose stems, everywhere. And I was thinking, what can I do about these ants? But I should just leave them.
Well, it depends, really. What they do is that they actually, believe it or not, they actually milk the aphids. So one of the things that you could do, if you really, really, really want to get rid of ants, there's a very easy method of doing it. Cinnamon.
Right.
So what you do is that you sprinkle cinnamon around. Right?
Okay.
And the ants don't like cinnamon. Don't ask me where they go, because I don't know, but they don't come back very easily. But ants really go in very dry soil.
Yeah.
So do you actually mulch your roses and things
like
that?
No, I should, but I don't.
Because if the more mulch you put on, and the humus with the worms is actually drawn down into the soil, that actually holds the moisture into the soil, and therefore the ants don't like it too much, because they really, really like very dry soil.
Right.
So, but it's you know, they don't do any harm.
No.
Let's put it that way.
No, they throw up all their dirt onto the paving stones.
Exactly.
And then my cat rolls in it all.
Oh, that's really nice. But if you've got the paving slabs, of course, boiling water just sort of cleans that off. Yeah. But as I say, cinnamon does actually work if you like an organic garden, as I do.
Yeah.
As much as you possibly can. So...
What about if I didn't do that, but I wanted to get rid of the aphids on the rosebuds?
Right, well, I would use... have you got a food processor at home?
Yes, an old one.
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's old. It's probably better if it's old. Get a whole garlic bulb, not a clove, but a whole garlic bulb. Take the outer stuff out. Pop it all into the food processor, okay? And whiz it around.
Right.
Yeah. Then you get a tablespoon of real thick washing up liquid and a tablespoon of something like sunflower oil and mix them both together.
Or rapeseed oil?
Rapeseed oil will do. Anything like that. Don't use virgin oil.
No.
Or, you know, anything like that, the expensive stuff. And then you add a litre of warm water, not hot water, mix it all together, and then you dilute it 70-30, something like that, to water, and spray it on.
Really?
And they don't like the garlic.
Right, so a whole garlic bulb.
Yeah. Tablespoon of soap.
Tablespoon of thick washing up
yeah.
liquid. And
a tablespoin of oil.
Oil, yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
And a litre of warm
liter
water.
Litre of water. Oh, I'll try that.
And you have to strain it, don't forget.
Right.
Because you've got the bits of the garlic
yeah.
in there. But try it and see
what
happens.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Well, Tony and I do monthly. We do a thing. Go on.
We do, indeed, once a month. In fact, you're due to be talking to us, I think, in the next couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah.
On the radio, on Susie Radio, 103.4. And we do a gardening session. If you go to susieradio.com, you can hear all of my conversations with Jean, and you can find out all sorts of things. This lady is a mind of knowledge that
I
most
know.
Of us wouldn't have even thought of. Where she gets it from, I do not know. We asked her earlier on if she was thinking of writing a book, and she'd, no, step backwards, she did.
No.